This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in here to Start Off KER Politics. We've got a good one here. Harlan K. Ullman is our guest. Harlan is he's got a resume that is really to die for. His book, The Anatomy of Failure, is going to be out here in a couple of weeks. Big Al is going to order a copy as soon as it is available off of Amazon. Harlan and I spent a fair amount of time chatting off mic. I'd like him to tell you a little bit about himself first. Sir, you're on.
Well, it's good to be with you.
Thank you.
And I'm somebody who spent 20 years in the Navy, some of it in Vietnam, some of it with the Royal Navy, some of it in command, as well as teaching at the National War College. And for the past number of years, I've divided my time between public policy and the world of business. I chair a couple of companies, but I also consult at the highest levels of various governments as well as corporations. And the reason I wrote this book, it's my 10th, Anatomy of Failure, Why America Loses Every War It Starts, is because Americans should ask themselves the question, we think we have the best military in the world, and we probably do. But since World War II, our record, if we were a sports team, would put us in the bottom divisions. We've lost more than we've won. And it turns out that every time we start a war, Vietnam or the Second Iraq War, or we intervene with military force without just cause, Grenada, Beirut, Libya, Syria, and elsewhere, we either lose or we fail. And the reasons are really quite straightforward. First, we tend to elect presidents who are just not ready for prime time and they don't learn quickly enough. And this applies to Republicans and Democrats, presidents of both parties, going back to Jack Kennedy and even before. Second, because of this, we don't apply good strategic judgment. We went into Iraq the second time over weapons of mass destruction that did not exist to democratize the greater Middle East and change the strategic landscape, and boy, did we do so, and not for the better. And finally, we don't have sufficient knowledge and understanding of the conditions in which we use military force. Before September 11th, very few people knew the difference between Sunnis and Shia or what each meant. And so for these reasons, too often when we use military force and started a war, we lost, or when we use military force without just cause, we failed. And it's something that has been endemic, and unless we understand that and take prescriptive action, which I recommend in the book to include a brains-based approach to strategic thinking and updating a 20th century form of national security organization for the 21st century, I'm afraid future leaders will be consigned to the same problem of history, and that is failing too often when we apply military force.
You know, that is goes hand in hand with a lot of my friends' thinking, and it goes hand in hand certainly with most of our listeners' thinking. Harlan, you mentioned something that I would really like to get into. We've got about 6-7 minutes left here, and I'd like to get your thumbnail opinion on the president's going back to Jack Kennedy, if you would, because I think you're a guy who can do that objectively.
Sure, and first of all, I would say that the Pentagon is not the cause. The Pentagon is operating in which it takes orders from the Oval Office, and everything starts at the top. John Kennedy, I knew John Kennedy. John Kennedy was charming. He was sophisticated, had a great sense of humor, but he was not ready and made huge mistakes. The Bay of Pigs, but also the Cuban Missile Crisis, which we think was a victory, really wasn't. We provoked an arms race with Russia, and Nikita Khrushchev decided he had to outflank our advantage by going into Cuba. That was the crisis. Then Kennedy and Lyndon Johnson stumbled into Vietnam. We were going to stop godless, monolithic communism on the Mekong, so we weren't going to do it on the Mississippi. That didn't work. Richard Nixon came in and was too slow to deal with Vietnam, even though his China policy was brilliant. Jimmy Carter, sadly, was weak. When he did use force, Desert One was the failed hostage raid in 1980 to retrieve Americans who were held caught captive in Tehran, in Iran. Ronald Reagan... Everybody loved Ronald Reagan, but Reagan went into Beirut in 1983, and 241 Marines and other servicemen were killed when their barracks was bombed. We went into Grenada, a small island in the Caribbean, to save allegedly American students who were being endangered. The operational commander said that was not true. The students weren't being endangered. We went in to prevent the Russians and Soviets from building an airbase, which in fact was being built by a British company to enhance tourism. H.W. Bush, it was probably the best and most qualified president we've had. He was brilliant in dealing with the first Iraq War in 1991 and dealing with the dissolution of the Soviet Union in 1989. Sadly, he did not get a second term. His successors, Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, Barack Obama, and now Donald Trump, in my mind, were not ready for prime time when they were elected. They were unprepared. They were inexperienced, and they all have made rather tragic mistakes. To his credit, I think George W. Bush learned, but by the time he learned in 2007 or 2008, it was too late, and we had committed, in my mind, the greatest strategic catastrophe in our history since the Civil War in the 2003 invasion in Iraq, which has set the region on fire. And that fire is still burning.
Yeah, it's still burning, and it's hard to say if it's ever going to go out. I personally, with what I know about the Middle East, you know, both from what I've learned academically and from friends who I chat with, I don't know if that fire is ever going to go out. I mean, eventually it will. Eventually everything comes to an end, but I don't know. I find your comments being very interesting about the presidents in the sense that I feel, contrary to what a lot of my listeners think, I have a lot of respect for H.W. Bush. I really do. I think
we all should.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
He's a class act. In terms of Bill Clinton, the Clinton family, in my opinion, and I'm on the record as stating this, is that I just think there are too many allegations out there where if even one or two of them are correct, that's one or two too many, in my opinion.
Well, I agree with you. I think Bill Clinton is enormously bright, enormously clever, enormously personable. When you meet him, he fixes his attention on you. He's a very clever fellow. But unfortunately, if Clintons are guilty of anything, it's exceedingly bad taste.
Mm-hmm.
And wherever they go, bad taste emerges. And I think that's a huge problem that they face. But I want to make another point, Al. We do have the best military in the world.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is that unless you have the right direction from the president, the best military in the world is not going to work. What happened in Iraq and Afghanistan, the military was asked to do things that was beyond their capability in terms of nation building and filling in for the capabilities that the rest of our government failed to have. And so we have called on the military to do far more than it was capable of doing. And quite frankly, I think that the Department of Defense today is doing a remarkable job because the circumstances in which it is trying to operate with no budget, with continuing resolutions, with irrational cuts, with oversight and regulatory issues that had to be put in place by the Russian secret police because no sane American would do it. What the Pentagon is doing, in my judgment, is really quite miraculous because of the obstacles. But unless we get presidents who know what they're doing, have good strategic judgment, and are well informed, I don't think the future is going to be any better than the past when it comes to using military force.
You know, Harlan, I have to tell you, I can't imagine. We have a lot of very critical listeners when it comes to the subjects that you and I are talking about right now. And so I obviously can't imagine in my wildest dreams that anybody would disagree at all with any of this. You've had a really interesting career. I'd like you to talk a little bit more, if you would. We now have about a minute left, and that's all, actually a little bit less now, so I have to be quiet. Tell us again why your book, Anatomy of Failure, is so important. 30 seconds.
The Americans must maintain a position of global influence. To do that, we need presidents who are smart, experienced, and well-advised. And unless or until we get that, unfortunately, the future is not going to be any better than the past. And that's the purpose of this particular book, to inform, to warn, and to provide solutions to make sure America in the future will be safe, prosperous, and protected.
Everyone needs to read it. I certainly will. Harlan, always a pleasure. Love to get you back on the show in the future. Thank
Please
you so
do.
Much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. This is a replay of a segment, a daily editorial that Al recorded back on Monday as a response to the tragedy that happened in Sutherland, Texas. His guest is Dr. John Huber. We hope you all enjoy.
Dr. John Huber is with us right now. John has talked to police. He's all over this thing. John, what do you think?
I think it's a pretty disturbing situation. You know, this person, I don't see how with all the domestic violence charges he has in his past that he was able to access legally these weapons at all, period. So, no. You know, our president talks about mental health issues. Person definitely, from his behavior, had a personality disorder. We would probably call antisocial personality disorder. Based on behaviors that I've seen and that are documented, I would have to say that that's probably his mental health diagnosis. Probably other things in there, too. He was probably depressed. He was not able to have gainful employment. The one place where he probably was very good at following orders and following through, he got in trouble outside of the military with domestic violence, and that's why he was terminated from the military. But it looks like when all this stuff was said and done, he didn't have much left to live for, and if you're atheist and you believe this is all you have, mm-hmm. and this is the only thing you got, why not create some kind of legacy, no matter how negative it is, that the world will remember you by?
You know, it's interesting, John, but we've had a lot of personal experience in the family because of Kathy's line of work before she retired with mental health issues, Kath being an occupational therapist, and it is amazing. The basic problem, the first thing that Kathy said when she read the article this morning was there are certain types of individuals that you cannot allow on the street. Purely and simply, the ACLU strongly disagrees with that. I have to tell you, the ACLU has done some interesting things over the years, but, you know, allowing people like this gentleman to, this man, I have to say, this sinner, to walk the streets, it, in my opinion, is a real black mark in the face of the ACLU.
I think you're right on certain levels, but the problem is who's going to make that judgment call? And what I mean by that is the minute they start saying, okay, because this person might do something like this, we have to lock that person up. You know, when do they say, hey, anybody who's got a radio blog might cause anarchy, so we got to lock them up. You see, freedom's not free. It's problematic.
I understand. But how the hell did he get a gun? An AR.
That's my question. I'd like to see. You know, and maybe he filled out the paperwork fraudulently. I don't know, but it's supposed to pop up. You know, with the FBI background information, if you have these charges, it's supposed to come up on it. I mean, it's been almost a year since I bought a weapon, so you know, and it was painless. It, you know, I went, filled out the paperwork, and I went and bought some hunting gloves, and the next thing I know, you know, hey, they called me over there, it already cleared. So it's not a big thing, but my concern is that, you know, probably somebody who, oh, he's cool, we'll, you know, I'll buy it for him. No, don't do that. I mean, there's rules, there's laws for a reason.
Dr. Huber, there's one thing that really concerns me, and I want you to put your psychologist, PhD psychologist hat on very tightly right now, and that is this is a very, very interesting trend that's going on in our country. First, you have the travesty with, if I'm not mistaken, numerous people killed in Las Vegas. Now you've got the absolute tragedy in Sutherland, where 28 people are killed, including an infant less than a year old, and including 8 members of one family. What's it going to take to stop this, John?
It's going to take a lot of effort because, you know, there are people who are willing to pay the potential price to remain as free as possible. And that's what our foundation, our founding fathers tried to create. I think there's a lot of things that happen with criminology. Criminals like weak targets, soft targets. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things that a lot of these gun laws have done, whether we want to admit it or not. You know, that church was a soft target. You weren't allowed, if you had a concealed carry license, you weren't allowed to carry in that building. And in fact, the plumber got a text from a family member in that church. He was at another church. It's a small town, 400 people. And he literally ran and on the way was able to stop and get his gun. And that's how he was able to stop the shooter.
And he ran from one church. That was the man who ultimately did stop the shooter, huh?
Yes. Yes. And he grabbed a gun because we're talking, you know, most violent acts take less than 3 minutes to happen.
Yeah.
Okay. When it takes anywhere from 12 to 17 minutes for the police to arrive, and that's in a rural town, mm-hmm. you know, so, he was long gone before they would have got there. If he hadn't have been there, it could have been, I mean, it was heinous, don't get me wrong, but it could have been a lot worse.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then, you know, the guy jumps in, you know, somebody's driving down the road and sees him fighting this person. The person jumps into a truck and drives off, and the guy driving by goes, "Hey, come on, we'll catch him." And so he jumped into the truck and they went after the guy.
Yeah.
And both of them, I've seen the interviews, neither one of them, "Hey, you know, we're just defending our town. You know, this, we're not heroes. We were out there because they knew it would take forever for the police to get out there."
Yeah.
And if you can't defend yourself, you're fish in a barrel. And, you know, there's, what, 20 states, I believe, that have absolutely no restrictions on handgun ownership, mm-hmm. as far as once you're over 21. And as far as I'm aware, none of those 20 states have had any mass shootings in schools, churches, or hospitals at this point. So,
can anyone over the age of 21 in Texas have a gun?
Over 21, as long as you don't have felony or domestic violence, there's requirements like that. And you can get a concealed handgun license in Texas if you're active duty military at 18, and you can carry a pistol at that point, as long as you're active duty.
So there's an argument that is a bit contrary to what a lot of the people are saying, that want to have all guns outlawed, period. I don't personally think that's the answer.
Well, the problem with that is they're already out there.
That's right.
So, you know, if we had this nice country that had not one single firearm in it, mm-hmm. you could start with that way. But you can't. The dam is already broke.
Yep.
And, you know, look at Australia. They took away guns. Violence is up. It's not gun violence now. It's knives and things like that.
Yeah.
You know, so again, people aren't able to defend themselves. And, you know, it's, I'm sitting there, you know, people at the hospital this morning, it's like, "Oh, what would you have done?" And I go, "Yeah, I wouldn't have been able to do anything. You know, I'm a second degree black belt and I can't stop bullets."
No. John, I know you're at the hospital making rounds, taking care of patients. I appreciate you taking some time today to chat with us.
I love your show, Al. It's probably one of my favorite ones. And anytime, I will make time for you. And, you know, I think my answer is controversial, saying we need to, you know, if you're going to allow handguns in your society, you need to let the good people carry them. And it's kind of scary and contrary to what a lot of people think. But again, the price of freedom's not free.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this"? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in, Segment 7. Chatting with a very, very interesting woman right now, Lisa Pryor, an East Coast author, the Boston area. Her latest book that we're going to talk about is definitely one that's near and dear to my heart. It's a book called Take Charge of Your View. Lisa, with the lack of mobility in the job market today, and I'm not really sure what causes that, but people really do need to take charge of their own view. That's the only thing that's going to make them happier, number one, and number two, going to get our economy going again in spades. Got any comments?
Absolutely. First, Al, thanks so much for having me. I'm really pleased to be here.
Real pleasure.
Absolutely. So I think that we step back and kind of consider the bigger context that we're working in a gig economy, and the workplace now has many different kinds of workers, and there's a lot of volatility and uncertainty. And organizations, companies haven't really figured out how to both have a sort of mindset that we're all self-employed, but provide the tools that really help people meet the company halfway in, mm-hmm. in being engaged and finding their path. So that's a big reason why I wrote the book, because people know that what the world is like today, but don't have a roadmap for figuring out how do I take the time, first of all. That's the big part of it. How do I take the time to really reflect, think about what I want, what my vision is, my passion and strengths, and make that connection with what an organization needs.
You know, what I have found is that people get wrapped up, as we were discussing off mic, people get wrapped up in their jobs, and that's the quickest way to get what I would call very serious tunnel vision. Not watch the movie on the largest possible screen that you can. You're caught up in your own little world, and damn it, Lisa, you have to break out of that. That's the only way you can get ahead, in my opinion.
That's exactly right, Al. And, I think that there are simple things that people can do to try to break out. And, you know, we tend to think that, well, one of these days I'll take some time off, I'll reflect on what I want and what I need. And often when I'm either coaching a leader or even just yesterday, I was actually with a group of job seekers in Cambridge and offering some tools and resources from the book. And one practice that I recommended or is that this idea that a practice is something you do every day with some intention to improve. So if you're feeling stressed and like you don't have time, asking yourself, what's one simple thing I can do today to make the time? Because no one's going to make the time for us. It's how do we take charge of our time and our energy and figure out where we want to put it.
Yep. That is so true. You know, I have read a lot of self-help books in my entire life. I have to say that people like Dale Carnegie and Bishop Fulton J. Sheen and some of the other folks, with their self-help books, they literally changed my life. And I embarked on that particular study in my early 30s. And I got to tell you, it totally, absolutely changed my life. Let's talk about some of the techniques that you write about in the book, Lisa.
Absolutely. And I appreciate you bringing up this this question of you were talking about Dale Carnegie changing your life
sure.
in your early 30s. We're in a time now where this kind of self-reflection happens whether we're early in our career, mid-career, or later in our career. And I believe that there are four skills that we need to deploy and get good at to create the life and career we want. And I describe them as the view. It begins with vision, which is that picture of what you want, not just for your work and your profession, but how does that fit into the life that you want to create? So vision, where do you want to go? Insight, which is not only understanding your strengths, both as you see them, but as others experience you as well. I call this insight.
Mm-hmm.
So vision, where do you want to go? Insight, what do you bring to helping you achieve that vision? And then this idea of engagement, which has become a word that gets used a lot in organizations. Engagement is how much of your extra time and energy are you willing to give to your job because you're just so into it. You get flow, you lose time, just kind of disappears because you love what you're doing. But we're in a world now, whether we work for ourselves or someone else, where we have to create the work opportunities that are not just meaningful to ourselves, but also to our employers, to clients, if you're self-employed. And this is a skill, creating the work opportunities. So you can have a vision of where you want to go, insight about your strengths, but then the ability to kind of pitch and look at ideas, work opportunities that map your vision and what the organization needs.
You know, I have to tell you, I'm glad you brought up the fact about the resources because the books that I read, and I probably read 20 books at that time. I even took a Carnegie course, and I, you know, followed various people around the world. There are some great people who have some really interesting ideas. You know, and it's not just by coincidence that those people are very, very wealthy. But, you know, I think people like you, quite frankly, Lisa, really, really provide a great service to humanity. Tell us a little bit about what you do in addition to writing books.
I appreciate that so much. So, and I appreciate that because I literally have spent decades doing this work.
Mm-hmm.
My work is leadership coaching and working with leaders to help create company culture that or organizational culture that's going to help the organization achieve what they need. But I do this in a way with a real focus on people, and it's because I'm just truly passionate that when we can find that great sweet spot where people are excited about their work and they're deploying it in an organization, and leaders have a lot to do with creating that context and the opportunities. And so I work with leaders and organizations to try to help them create great cultures,
mm-hmm.
Enable everyone to achieve more together.
Well, that's really what that is so important, because people who take this very seriously and studied, as you obviously have all your life, is those are the people who can really, really help our society. Basically, we've got about 2 minutes left here. Just give me, in summary, half a dozen reasons why people should read Take Charge of Your View.
Thank you, Al. Appreciate the question. I think first, again, we're in a context where we have never in human history experienced change at the pace that we are experiencing it. And so why I wrote this book is to help people have a roadmap and take charge.
Mm-hmm.
And so what you'll find is not just, ideas, but practical tips and advice. This is a six-week journey that you can do at your own pace. I wrote the book because not everyone can afford a coach. And I'm trying to be part of, I appreciate your how you notice that I'm trying to help society, because we need to scale up coaching.
Come on, Lisa, you are.
Thank you. And so that's what the book provides. A reason is, if you're really, you're not making time, if you've got your head down and you're not making time, I provide a framework that you can do at your own pace. You can work with a friend or a colleague, so that maybe you can do the experiences together. It's a six-week journey, but each week has three different experiences. And at the end, you'll have a vision. You'll know yourself better. You'll have some ideas for how to create work opportunity. And maybe you'll even find a little courage to show up to something you've been shying away from. Maybe it's not even in your career. It's in your life. But taking on an extra challenge, that something that you've been telling yourself you can't do, will help you in your career as well. So those are just some of the reasons I would love to have people find some use and service in this book.
Well, do me a favor, if you would, send me a picture of the book, even better, a link that we can post on our website so people can find out more about it. Lisa Pryor, always a pleasure. The book is Take Charge of Your View. Take Charge of Your View, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
If some high-pressure salesperson twisted your arm into buying a timeshare, it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, I bet that salesperson didn't mention your timeshare could cost you twice as much as a regular vacation, or that you'd never be able to use it when you wanted, or that your fees could shoot up every year. They misled you, and that's not fair. That's why we're here, to get your timeshare company to free you from your unwanted timeshare. Get the free information you need at 1-800-783-2959. We're the Timeshare Exit Attorneys, America's number one timeshare exit service, run by real attorneys, not sales companies or middlemen. It was a salesperson who got you into this mess. Don't rely on a salesperson to get you out. We've got a 100% service guarantee, and our team has already helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. For free information, call 1-800-783-2959. That's 1-800-783-2959, 1-800-783-2959.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hey, welcome back here to wrap up KER Politics. Got Josh Philip on the line with us right now. We're going to talk about three articles that Josh wrote in a recent edition of the Epoch Times. First one we're going to talk about has to do with Trump calls on Congress to terminate lottery program after New York City terror attack. You know, a lot of folks don't like that. A lot of folks say that Trump is being racist, et cetera, et cetera. But, I mean, come on, my God. This guy in New York City basically mowed down and killed people. Give us some background on that event, would you, Josh?
Right. So a man drove a rental truck onto a bike path. He had rented it from Home Depot, drove something like 20 blocks. I don't know what the number is now. Last I heard it was around 8 to 11.
Mm-hmm.
Horrifying stuff. A lot of them were individuals visiting a friend from Venezuela, not even really from around here. Media, of course, they get in this. The problem with these attacks is it immediately turns into this don't criticize Islam, mm-hmm. Narrative, and then people are saying they need to do something with law enforcement. They look into it and they find that, the guy was here on a diversity visa. NYPD had been monitoring, allegedly, the temple or the mosque, that the guy was attending. That program that they were using to monitor that mosque had been shut down by Bill de Blasio because he thought it was, targeting Muslims. Many, many things could have prevented this, and these things were blocked because of political correctness. It's this age-old question of whether whether being offended is more, not offending people is more important than saving lives when it comes to issues like this.
I find that to be interesting. That seems to be the one of the stronger arguments that the left is coming out with against Trump. You can't racially profile, but my God, there had to be a reason for the NYPD monitoring this mosque. What was the reason for that?
Well, I haven't gone through the documents. I mean, typically, from what I understand, the program wasn't just ad hoc. They did look at, signs that maybe these people were had radical ideologies. Of course, NYPD doesn't have the strength, at least not that any of us are aware of, to monitor every single, phone call of every Muslim in the city yet. I don't think it went that far. But just the fact that if they're monitoring for terrorism, of course, who are the terrorist groups? Typically, it's going to be heavily, you know, these Islamic societies and things like
mm-hmm.
that. And, and it's unfortunate, but true.
It is unfortunate, but it is true. Yeah. You have to deal with the reality. You know, another story that you wrote was entitled "After Tragedy in Nigeria, Former Green Beret Tells of Loss of Life." Tells of loss, self-sacrifice, and valor. You know, that was a very big story, and I have to say, you know, the congresswoman from Florida who's always wearing a cowboy hat, I mean, boy, there's a great way to present yourself. You know, I think that she was so wrong in what she did. Talk about taking advantage of another person of color, listening in a conversation that this woman, this poor widow had with the President of the United States, you know, and then blowing it totally out of proportion. Tell us a little bit about your article. I know quite a bit, actually, about how the Green Berets and other folks stick with each other. What's your take on this?
Right. So briefly, that's Representative Frederica Wilson, a Florida Democrat, is, I guess, quietly listening in on a call that President Trump made to a widow of a man who was just killed in Nigeria.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, you know, this started all this, you know, she came out and said Trump was not respectful, started this whole row based, you know, it's her claim versus Trump's claim at this stage. It died down after the widow herself did interview, I believe, with Fox News, or, you know, she said that Trump was respectful. And of course, the grieving woman, yeah, she's in the video, she looks like she's almost crying, you know. She's obviously very affected by this. And, you know, the media were trying to play it up. You know, was Trump being disrespectful? Was there this, you know, Nigerian shadow war? And it of course, died down because nothing they said really held up.
Yeah.
For the guys in the armed service, I think this was really offensive to them. And I interviewed a former Green Beret who was telling me about, first off, how they view this, and second off, the types of operations the Green Berets do. They do, I mean, openly so, and you can find images of them training guys in Nigeria. They openly work with governments around the world to combat terrorism and to combat, you know, Marxist extremist groups and things like that, and drug trafficking networks that are tied to terrorist financing.
Mm-hmm.
They do this so that real, you know, full-scale conflicts don't develop. And the work they do is unseen and unsung, but very admirable, in my opinion. And these men, from what I've been told talking to them, I mean, of course, U.S. troops are very close in general. They have a real brotherhood between them. But when you talk to Green Berets and, you know, SEAL Team 6 guys, their bond is even more so. I think maybe because they, especially for the training, they go through a lot more suffering together. Their missions are frequent and very dangerous, and so they have a real heavy mentality of, you know, you got my back, I got yours.
Yep.
And losing a friend in that is really hits them deep. And to see it being politicized like this is a real big deal for them.
Well, it's a real big deal for me, and I'm not a former Green Beret. You watch, Anderson is going to get reelected again, too. I mean, I guess there's a certain segment of society that likes to see our politicians wearing red cowboy hats. Let's go on to the third article, which I think is interesting, and that is banks begin hunt for North Korean front companies. It's kind of interesting. It seems to me that North Korea, we're not hearing too much about that nuclear threat anymore, are we?
We're not. And, you know, part of this is because, you know, we've talked before about this. North Korea has traditionally been propped up by the Chinese Communist Party, notably by a faction led by former Chinese Communist Party leader Jiang Zemin, who created this whole corrupt pay-to-play system within the system. I mean, given the Communist Party has many problems with or without him, but definitely made it a lot worse. They were using North Korea as kind of a a tool for distraction historically, and mm-hmm. also as a kind of a proxy tool they could use to put pressure on the West, you know. We've gone through this. I want to go over it again, I guess. But what's interesting is that Trump actually got Xi Jinping, current Chinese leader, to agree to sanction mm-hmm. China or North Korea. And it looks like they're actually following through on these sanctions. And not only the Chinese banks, but even you know, global banks. And I did an interesting story kind of following some of these discussions that have been taking place among the compliance officers of these banks on how they're trying to track down these North Korean front companies, because apparently, you know, North Korea has been getting around sanctions by using, you know, front companies to use the global banking system. And one thing interesting I found while researching this is it's very hard for banks to actually find these companies.
Yeah.
You can register a company and make the company an owner of itself. If you own less than like a 50% stake in a company, it's not necessarily owned by you technically. And so can a bank, if a country is being sanctioned and there's a 20% stake, you know, held by say North Korea, can they sanction the entire company? Or if there's a North Korean guy who's like a majority shareholder, does that mean they should sanction that too? There's some really interesting loopholes,
yep.
I guess, that the system has that I don't know how they would close them, to be honest. And it's an interesting discussion just looking at these loopholes and what they can do about it.
Well, I think the bottom line is real simple. The bottom line is Donald Trump has accomplished something through his administration, certainly since the first of the year, and basically taking North Korea and putting it in the position that it's in right now is definitely one of the things that he has accomplished. Joshua Phillip, thank you so much, my friend.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BEREKEY.